They were siblings who shared a gift of songwriting. They also happened to be Hawaiian ali'i. The Mission House Museum plays host to special concert series honoring our departed monarchs. The Mele Music Series kicked off earlier this summer with the work of Princess Miriam Likelike, mother of Princess Ka'iulani. HPR was in the audience. Take a listen to this song that she co-wrote with the Queen and others. Cultural Program Coordinator Po'ai Lincoln does the honors.
It was composed around 1868, and most likely was written in Hamohamo, which was the Waikiki home of our Queen Liliuokalani. You will hear some of the influences that we have on our Hawaiian music from the outside world. This is a waltz, and it has a Viennese kind of style to it. We're not going to be doing it as a waltz, but that's how it was originally written. But you can hear these influences that the Queen had, or that the Queen and our Princess had on the music that they were listening to, the music of the time, and the songs that they were writing.
Under the stars and in the audience at night, a woman who traces her family lineage to Princess Miriam Likelike and her husband Archibald Cleghorn. Likelike Davis's great-grandmother was one of Cleghorn's three daughters from a previous relationship, so they were Princess Ka'iulani's half-sisters from the Scottish side. Davis was thrilled to be a part of the intimate gathering honoring her namesake.
I found it to be a wonderful tribute to Likelike's music, the first of four events for Ilani Eha, and I hope that I can continue to go to all of them, or as many of them as possible. My grandmother was Miriam Mabel Kalikaho Robertson Lucas. Her mother was Rose Kaipula Cleghorn, who was one of three of Princess Ka'iulani's half-sisters. So they were the daughters of Archibald and were adopted by Princess Likelike before Ka'iulani was born. So that's how we fit into the genealogy.
So what can you expect for the remaining concerts in this Mele series at the Mission House Historic Site? Well, in addition to spotlighting the royal songwriters, the museum is also preparing to celebrate the bicentennial of the arrival of the missionaries in the islands, including the life of Henry Opukahaia, one of the first native Hawaiian Protestant missionaries who died on the East Coast. It's a history that's being showcased through many events at the museum and abroad. Po'ai Lincoln shares what's in store for us.
It is our Mele series. This is several years we have done this now, and this is going to be the last one for a little while. We're going to take a little bit of a hiatus because Bicentennial is coming up next year in 2020, so we'll have a lot of other festivities happening on the grounds. But this particular program is really to focus in and tell the story of the important role of Hawaiian music in our history and how it was influenced by this space and that particular time in the early 1800s, how Hawaiian music evolved. It is one of the few things where there was large outside influence, missionary influence and foreign influence, that the Hawaiian aesthetic really came through. It did not get swallowed. It became this beautiful collection of the two sources.
And it's just remarkable because this evening, you know, you mentioned that these songs are like, you know, 200 years old.
Yeah.
And they're just so they're familiar still, to everybody.
Yes, and they're still sung, they're still performed, they're still danced to, and especially like tonight with Sanoi, the arrangement of Sanoi, that is Kopono's arrangement, and he makes it sound like a brand new song. And when you look at the lyrics and the stories they were telling, They're the same stories that we still tell now. And our ali'i who wrote these songs, they lived lives just like the rest of us.
You paid homage to Like Like, and I have to admit, she was one that I did not know a lot about.
There really isn't much to be known. There isn't much about her. And one of seven, and the four that we talk about, Like Like is the least spoken of. And so there are others, three other that had shorter lives who did not live very long. One of their siblings was only 3 years old when she passed. But Like Like really, she kind of kept to her own. She was very much, she was a sovereign woman in a way. She very much had her own life. Her daughter, Ka'iulani, is kind of how we know her the most as. And she wasn't really here on Oahu often. She would kind of go away to Hawaii Islands. But the music that she does have, the few songs that were written by her that are still in existence to this day, are stunning. They're just beautiful pieces.
And it was really nice to have one of the descendants here tonight.
Yes, yeah. Auntie Like Like Davis was here. That was really, really wonderful. That was really cool.
So for folks who are not familiar with the Mele series, so you're going to complete the year with three more.
Yes, we have three more to round out the Nalani'eha. So our next performance is going to be on July 27th, and that's going to be in honor of Prince William Pitleleuhoku. He has a little bit more music than his sister Like Like and a lot more love songs. So that's going to be really fun. We're going to kind of get more into the kauna of his music. So that is on July 27th. And then we'll be celebrating Lili'uokalani September 21st. They're always on a Saturday. So Lili'uokalani is in September 21st. Her birthday is earlier in the month, but that's the date that we chose for her. So the final one will be for Kalakaua, and that's actually on his birthday, which is November 16th. So that is going to be a huge, huge festival. We're going to have choirs singing. We're going to have a big shindig for our king's birthday, because that's how he would have done it. It's his kind of party, yeah.
You mentioned you were going to take a break, so this will kind of complete the series for this year. Mm-hmm. And then what can we look forward to with the Bicentennial?
Well, with Bicentennial, we actually kick off Bicentennial in October of this year. So September into October, Moses Goods, the actor, and myself will be traveling to the continent. We're going to be in New England, touring up and down the New England coast in the areas that Opu Kaha'ia himself was. And we'll be touring Moses' script called My Name is Opu Kaha'ia, and my companion piece, which is telling the story of Hawaiian music. So there will be a lot of elements of music that I'll be doing, and we've got a full schedule. We're going to be all over the place in the East Coast.
So will we be able to see a snippet of that before you take the show on the road?
I believe the plan is to have a performance done here before we head out. Yeah, yes.
Okay, and then more to follow.
And then way more to follow. Yeah, we have a whole new set of Cemetery Pupu Theater for Bicentennial. We have a playwriters. We've been doing a lot of work with our communities, a lot of reach outs with our different community members, specifically playwriters, or Playbuilders Hawaii is completing a script about the story from the descendants' point of view. So they've been interviewing descendants and hearing their stories, and there will be a play that will be premiering in April of 2020. We're also going to be, if you are familiar with our history theater productions that we do, Cemetery Pupu Theater, and then our special history theater productions, where we take historical figures and we tell their stories. And one of the projects that is in the works right now is the Ali'i Letters. So we're going to be taking some of our higher ranking ali'i during that time period, and from their actual letters that they wrote back and forth that we have in our archives, we're going to be writing scripts for those as well.
Okay, so showcasing all this wonderful history.
Yes, that's what we do here, yeah. Well,
mahalo for your time.
Thank you very much, mahalo nui.
And again, the upcoming Mele concert honoring Prince William Pitt Lilihoku is this Saturday. And we should note that while other monarchs across the globe were hiring songwriters, Hawaii's royals wrote poetry and songs that we still hear today. Here's Melvin Lead singing Mai Ka'i Waipio, said to be written by Princess Like Like for Queen Emma, whose beauty reminded her of Waipio.
Mai Ka'i Waipio. Epo'ai'ahu'i'ana'aha'a.